Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to Let's Talk Truth. This is your host, LG, and we're going to be exploring a different topic this week. We're going to discuss ignoring, how we ignore stop signs, and we end up running into things. And if you can relate that to your driving experience, we have stop signs that on our different roadways so that your car can escape being hit by other cars, or just having the right of way to go and to do the things that you're supposed to do in your car. Well, life is similar to that. And we have many issues that we run into day by day, but it's because we have failed to acknowledge the stop signs that's in our lives, the things that affect us, that we have firsthand knowledge, that we do receive signals to say, hey, stop, this is not going to work for you. But because we are so determined to do the things that we want to do, we continue to move forward and we go ahead with it, whether it's going to harm us or not. Now, this takes us to one thing in particular, our inability to either recognize a stop sign or to hear the whistle when it blows to say stop. Because of these things, our lives are just going downhill day by day by day. We blame it on everything but us, on the person that's really responsible for it. And we're responsible for our own destiny based on our ability to hear the direction we're supposed to go in. If you think about it, we have problems with relationships with our mates, relationship with our children, our health, our jobs, our careers. We're unable to stick anything out. We get in a situation and we just hop in and out and hop in and out. And I can attest to these things myself, because once upon a time in my younger years, I was moving from one city to the other. And I would move to one city, move back to the other city, move to one city, back to the other city. Until I came into the realization, everywhere you move, you're taking yourself with you. So we have to stop and examine ourselves and our motives for what we're doing and why we're doing something. There are two things that play a part in our lives. One is God's perfect will for us and God's permissive will for us. A lot of times we'll get into a situation and we tell ourselves we want it to be the real thing, even though it is not the real thing. And we feel like, well, God allowed it, but he allowed it because we worried him into it, or we just kept pressing the issue and kept pressing it. So sometimes God will say, this is not my will for you, but I'm going to allow it just to show you that you really need to pay attention to the stop signs that we've put before us. I have been reading the papers a lot lately, and we have parents who are killing their children, men who are killing their families, and we seem so shocked when this happened. Now, I firmly believe that there is nothing in your life that will take place that you haven't been warned about, that you've seen a stop sign. It's been one glaring there. If you notice, stop signs are red. So you have had red flags, red stop signs in your life to tell you something is really wrong here, but we ignore it. We want so bad to have it work that we're not putting forth the effort to make it work. We're just accepting it as it is, and it's tearing us up. It's really tearing our lives up, and we're not really productive as we should be. We have been hit in so many different places. We're not good friends. We're not good parents. We're not good siblings. we're not good aunts and uncles, we're not good church members. Anything that we could be, we're not it, because we have failed to recognize the stop signs that's been put there before us. And because of that, we're running into all sorts of things. Let's start by examining relationships. Let's examine relationships from a male's point of view. And I know they want to put us in a category and say, put everybody in a different category and say, well, men are different and women are different. Yes, we're different in our anatomy. We're different. But we all, everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to have attention. But men don't do what God tells them to do in order to find that perfect mate. They get into it. If you have a girlfriend, if you meet someone and they're controlling as when you're dating, they're going to be controlling when you get married. So I don't know why we start out one way and expect to end up another way, when we need to stop and take a step back and look at the signs that they're before us. Something is wrong here in this relationship. But we have allowed ourselves to become desperate, so we just, whatever Satan serves us up is what we take on for ourselves. And because we, because our men are not exactly paying attention to the signs that's there before them, they're getting involved in different relationships that's not there to really lift them in the proper place that God has for them to be. So we have to understand what our purpose is and understand what we should be trying to achieve. Everybody has a goal, and that goal has to be achieved. And if we're to have a mate or someone in our lives, that person has to be in our corner, pushing us into the right place. And men, you don't need a woman that's going to lead you into that place. You need someone that's going to walk side by side and hand in hand with you and get to that place guided by the Spirit of God. And how do you do that? You pay attention to the signs. God tells us in every way, men, he said, the man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So you have to look past what your eyes, the lust of the eyes, look past that and get to the heart of the matter and allow God to show you the area that you need to walk in. And once we get into that position, then we'll be able to have the kind of mates we need to have in order to accomplish the things in life you need to accomplish. If you are dating a greedy woman, when I say greedy gold digger, that's got to have this and got to have that, they're going to be like that when you get married. So I don't know why we would expect them to be any different when you marry them. And men, don't be duped by certain things that women call for. Oh, you've got to buy me this. You've never had it before, so why are you impressing upon him that he has to get this for you? I believe that if you pick the right person, or if you pay attention to these signs that you have, you'll be able to pick the right person, and you won't have to go through all of that. We have relationships with our children. There are red flags, red signs going up everywhere, but we're just driving on through, just like we don't see them, just like we expose our children to too much too soon. You see babies now that's they're walking with their fathers. The father's pants are sagging, his pants are sagging. Tell me, where is that going to take that child except in a direction that he really doesn't want to go? Daddy loaded down with tattoos, the baby got tattoos. It's just really things that we're going into that you're not going to be able to handle it once you get to a certain point in your life. So we need to stop ignoring the stop signs, men, and start looking at it, looking at the signs that's there before you, so that you can be a productive person that leads your home, that leads your family. that is establishing something sound in their lives, in the lives of your sons. You don't want your sons, just because they're male, you don't want them to grow up out of the will of God. You want them to be in God's perfect will. Because I promise you, you're going to have problems in God's permissive will. But we expect God, oh God, please deliver us out of this, when we are the ones that got ourselves into it by not paying attention to the signs that's there before us at the end of those roads. Again, we're going to talk about our females. Our females don't pay attention to signs. You know, my husband beat me. Well, it was a sign that was there before he became your husband. He was violent back then, but you just couldn't see past that. You just had to be with him. You just wanted to be with him. Girl, I just love him because he's cute, but he's abusive. And I don't believe God has sent you an abusive mate. So we have different organizations that's out there to help women that are abusive, and we're causing all kind of havoc because we fail to see the signs that's there before us. We need to teach our little girls how to depend on the right man and how to know when the right man comes along. I was talking to a young man the other day that has a little girl. I said, spend time with your daughter. Show her how to appreciate a good man. I said, and whatever type father you are, that's the kind of husband she's going to look for. So help our little girls recognize the different signs so that they won't run into something that they're unable to handle and have to be in a position where their lives are threatened or their lives are in danger. Sometimes it leads to death for our young women because we have ignored the signs that's there before us. And it just allows us to just run on out into traffic and get hit and tore up. Again, we're out of God's perfect will and into his permissive will when it comes to things like this. Another area that we fall short on as far as not recognizing the signs is our health. We don't realize certain things that go on with our bodies. Those are signs that's being shown to us. The way your body reacts to a certain medication or to a certain type of food, seasonings for food, those are things we have to be cognizant of so that we won't be in a position where we're later hindered by those things because we fail to see it. I firmly believe that our bodies will tell us the whole story. Sometimes your body is going to tell you things that you couldn't get from a doctor. Your body will absolutely give you a sign, say, look at me. This is what's happening to me. Pay me some attention. I'm telling you, this is why I'm swelling. This is why I'm doing this. This is why I'm doing that. And your body is talking to you, but we're not really looking at the signs. And a lot of us miss the signs because we don't take our time to really appreciate certain foods. We will absolutely say, well, I don't like this and I don't like that. Whether it's good for you or not, you have to understand some things you need to consume, not for taste, but for your health purposes. So we have to get down to where we recognize the different signs in that aspect. Then another place that we really miss is on our jobs. For our careers, we want to get involved in so many different things, and a lot of us want something that puts us in the limelight. Everybody wants to be on television, or everybody wants to be a celebrity, when that celebrity status may not be what you're called to do. In essence, so we make certain decisions based on what we want to do rather than what we are called to do. And so we ignore the signs that's put out there in front of us to let us know, yeah, this is the career you need to get, the career you need to take. But we get to the point where we don't do that anymore. We're getting sidetracked, and we're not really paying attention to what it is that we have within us, our careers, things that's going to really bless the world or bless others and really eventually bless us in return. So we have our jobs based on what we think is our need. Sometimes God will put us in a position on a job where we really want to be someplace else. But every place that you are, I firmly believe you have a purpose for being there. And when you run out of having that purpose, I believe God will then move you to where you are purposed again. So this is one thing that we have to understand about seeing the stop signs out there in our lives so that we'll be productive and enjoy the productivity that we have on a day-to-day basis. We get to the point where we're money-driven rather than purpose-driven. We want to do something for the money's sake. Now, look at the signs that's there before us. If we have a certain X amount of dollars and we're not really productive with that X amount, why do we want more? Because then that we're going to be more unproductive. Things that we deem important for where we put our money, this makes decisions for us, regardless of the signs that's out there for us to look at to say, this is not really where I want you to be, this is not really where I want you to go. But we just want to make the money. We just want to have it to do something crazy with it. Not that it's going to be beneficial to us, but it's just going to give us more stuff, more nothing. And this is what we need to move away from. Because until we are in a place that we're supposed to be in life, until we're in that relationship that we're supposed to have in life, we're not going to be fulfilled. And this is why one day we can have it so good, and then tomorrow we want better and we want better and we want better, and we never reach a point of contentment. We're never content where we are because we have missed our stop signs. We have missed those signs. We're out on the freeway when we're not supposed to be on the freeway yet. We're supposed to be on a side street, but we have missed that stop sign and gone straight out onto the interstate, and now we're stuck out there in this fast-moving traffic, and our lives are being turned upside down. So we have to get to a point where what is real for us and what's not real for us. In some relationships, male and female, we get in these relationships, and the least little thing happened. Oh, I'm not staying in this. I'm leaving. I'm going someplace. I'm not going to be here. When we should have something in us, sometimes we have to stick something out. We have to stick it out. We have to stay there until we have accomplished that we were set for to accomplish. I guess what I'm trying to say to everyone is, we're missing stop signs and we're becoming unproductive people, unproductive children of God. We're not producing that God wants us to produce, the love and the uplifting that we're in one another. And because I firmly believe that if I want to see Christ, I should look at you. And there I will see Christ. That's why you can't put a face on him, because he's going to look like all of us. But we have got to be able to adhere to these stop signs. Stop when we're supposed to. Go forth when we're supposed to. And that way we won't be out there running into the wrong lanes. A lot of us don't know how to stay in our lane. We find this mostly in our jobs or in our careers. It's always somebody out there who wants to do your job better than you. And I truly believe that all of us have a lane. We're all on this 8, 10, 12 lane highway on our way to our destiny. And if I'm continuously getting out of my lane into yours, then what's going on? What am I accomplishing? I'm really not accomplishing anything because I've gotten all the way out of my lane. My lane is abandoned. So what I'm supposed to do is lying dormant because I'm over there in your lane trying to do the things that you are supposed to do. So all of these things, you know, when we talk about friendships are so valuable. But how many of us can truly say, I have a true friend? You find friends who want to control your where you go, who you talk to, how you talk to them. So really and truly, those are not your friends. A friend is there to say, let me uplift you and push you into wherever it is you're called to be. And frankly, it's hard to find a true friend. Friends don't hurt you. They don't criticize you. A friend will tell you the truth. But the truth as God put forth, not the truth as they see it. Because the truth as we see it, girl, if I were you, that's the starting of something that's not going to be truthful for you. So that's a flag right there. When I see a female that comes and say, girlfriend, that's another stop sign. Stop and reevaluate that situation. When you get into men, when you see a young man say, dog, if I were you, right there, that's a stop sign. Stop, reevaluate what's going on. Because I promise you that is not going to be a good situation for you. Some people will have you going everywhere to do everything. But you've got to watch those flags. Watch those stop signs. I had a young lady who had beautiful hair, but it was curly. It had a curl pattern to it. And the hair was way down their back. Well, her friends didn't have that kind of hair. They had to get relaxers every so often on their hair. So they told her, your hair is curly, and what you need is a relaxer. But the minute she got a relaxer, it ruined her hair. So what happened when her hair was ruined? You looked at the other girls, they went and got their hair curled with a curl pattern like she had. So no true friend wants to pull you out of your comfort zone or the zone in which God has placed you. No one wants to pull you from there. Your friend wouldn't. They would, even if it's uncomfortable for them, they would still lift you up. Because the place that I occupy may not be the place that you're supposed to occupy. So we have to realize there are a number of stop signs out there in our lives. But we have to get to the point where we recognize those stop signs and stop just running those stop signs. Because once you run them, guess what happens? You're going to hit something. You're going to hit a snag. And it's not going to be pleasant because I promise you it is not going to be pleasant. You have talent. God gave you talent. And when you find people that's determined to destroy your talent, that's a stop sign. Stop and reevaluate that relationship, whether it's a wife, a husband, girlfriend, boyfriend. Sometimes even your children will push you out of the place that you're supposed to be in. When does a child have more knowledge or wisdom than their parents. Wisdom comes from, not from age, but from experience. How much can you experience in 3 days, and I've been there a week? Who should have the most experience? The person that has been in the storm the longest should have the more experience. So we have to understand how we're supposed to go about making our lives better. And you know why I believe I was led to do this particular program is to help the hearts of people. Do you know how mean people are on a daily basis? They're mean, ornery, fuss, just unhappy, totally unhappy. You know why? They've missed some stop signs, and they've run into something in their life, and they don't know how to rectify it. And this is why we are not pleasant. We harbor different ill will toward people, and we have to understand what it is we're supposed to be doing. I look at some people on their way to church on Sunday morning. They're ranting and raving, have road rage on the way to church, have road rage on the way home. Well, what has changed? You know, so somewhere in our lives, a number of stop signs have been there, and we have totally missed those stop signs, and we're just driving wild. We haven't touched our brakes one bit in life. You just keep going, keep going. You're failing to see the things that's right there plain as the nose on your face. And this is why we're miserable. When we wake up in the morning, we're miserable. When we go to bed in the evening, we're miserable all through the day. You say good morning, what's good about it? You say good night, what's good about it? You know, and we are that way inside because somewhere in our life, in the number of years we've been in existence, we have failed to see the stop signs that's been there. So if we fail to see them, guess what? We have had a few accidents. We have run into a few things. And those things have attached themselves to us, and we don't know how to shake it. We don't know how to get to a position where we can start over. And so we just have to work at being the best we can be, and the only way we can do that is pay attention to our day-to-day progress, our day-to-day steps. The steps of a good man is ordered by God. And if we walk and where you see a stop sign, we stop, recognize that sign, yield when we're supposed to, move around when we're supposed to, we will start leading a more productive life. We will come out of the thing that we're in now, that we're miserable and we're making everyone around us miserable. So once we get to that point in life, we just got to stop and start over. Go back. Go back to the beginning where you started. Pray. Get into God's perfect will so that you will not be in his permissive will. And I promise you, things will start to look up. We're here at Let's Talk Truth. Please understand, you can email me at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. And until next week, this is LG, and I am truly loving you with the heart of God. And I want you to be blessed in a very, very special way. Thank you.